Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a line drive towards the mound. Peters reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is hit by the pitch. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordy Lund pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Gordy Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Connolly now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boyer moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boyer moves to third. Colavito moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boyer scores. Colavito scores. McCraw moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Martin moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Peters hits a line drive towards first. Horton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Martin hits a line drive towards first. Horton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim King pinch hits for Ed Connolly. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King strikes out. 2 outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Orlando Pena now pitching. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Peters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Steele pinch runs for Wayne Causey. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steele moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Marv Steele now playing second base. Tommy Agee now playing center field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis is hit by the pitch. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alvis moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alvis scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Askew moves to second. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Askew scores. Demeter moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Demeter tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Orlando Pena. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fuller moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Colavito moves to second. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen is walked intentionally. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito scores. Hansen moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alvis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alvis moves to third. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Horton moves to second. Two outs. Lee May pinch hits for Don Demeter. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alvis scores. Horton scores. It's White Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fuller hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee May now playing right field. Chuck Hinton now playing center field. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele strikes out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Boyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Boyer reaches second base with a double. George Culver now pitching. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Tommy Agee. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is walked intentionally. Don Buford pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boyer scores. Buford moves to third. It's 6-5, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Buford scores. Colavito moves to third. It's 7-5, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Martin is walked intentionally. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Colavito scores. McCraw scores. Martin goes all the way around to score. It's 10-5, White Sox. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wilhelm strikes out. 2 outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 5 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Hansen scores. It's 11-5, White Sox. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele is 0 for 1 in the game. Steele hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Don Buford now playing third base. Ken Boyer now playing first base. Tommy McCraw now playing center field. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for George Culver. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.